This week I'd like to offer a poem in honor of Earth Day, which we celebrated just recently on April 22nd. It's worth noting that last year, Earth Day was marked by the signing of the landmark Paris Agreement. And while there are many contemporary poems devoted to the theme of the Earth and its ecological health, I'd like to reach back into the archive for a remarkable poem by Archibald Lampman called Voices of Earth. This poem dates from 1899, when Lampman was one of the so-called Confederation poets that included New Brunswickers Bliss Carman and Charles G.D. Roberts. What I like about this poem is the way that Lampman brings forward the best of what he admired in romantic poets like Wordsworth and Shelley in order to anticipate the modern ecological concept of Gaia, of Earth as a living organism, and of humanity as just one very contingent part of a much larger interconnected whole. Lampman also borrows from Emerson and Thoreau a sense of the poet's special task, which is to listen for and to transmit the voices of Earth that can be heard only when we turn down the volume of our own egos and attend to the rhythms that bind us to our primordial source. Voices of Earth by Archibald Lampman. We have not heard the music of the spheres, the song of star to star. But there are sounds more deep than human joy and human tears that nature uses in her common rounds. The fall of streams, the cry of winds that strain the oak, the roaring of the sea's surge, might of thunder breaking afar off, or rain that falls by minutes in the summer night. These are the voices of Earth's secret soul, uttering the mystery from which she came. To him who hears them, grief beyond control, or joy inscrutable without a name, wakes in his heart thoughts bedded there, impearled before the birth and making of the world.